You are going to do mudita meditation, appreciative joy. So let us go to slide number 2. Here you have sign of quiet, samatha nimitta, that is concentration to get rid of greed, hate and delusion. And then you have sign of equanimity, upekkha nimitta. Remember, this is this perceive the action of killing as suffering because of the pressure that have arisen when you refrain from killing. And then the sign of exertion, paggha nimitta, establishing on the Four Noble Truths, especially the Eightfold Path. So then we have number 5, non-ill-will thinking, avyapada vitakka, thoroughly establishing on the sign of equanimity, hate subsiding. Then I shall come to know finally, as yet not finally known. Ananyata nasamiti indriya. Effort is made to know the Four Noble Truths that have not fully known. This includes effort for getting rid of the idea of the attainment of jhana, jhana samapatti. So subsiding of sensual thinking. So now these terms are now familiar to you. So I started with this sign of equanimity. Yeah, I was thinking we are getting rid of killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, etc. And then I was thinking, after thinking about this 10 unskilled state of the mind, I was thinking about contemplation of right livelihood. You know, when you are working and it is considered as stealing, so we don't have right livelihood. Let us think about right livelihood. Now imagine that one day that you are sort of becoming a hermit, like a monk, and going underneath a tree or something. You don't have house or anything, and you are depending on the alms food. So you know how much trouble you have when you are going to work and so on. Now you don't have that trouble. You don't have money and so on. So when you think about right livelihood, now normally people are thinking sometimes, now if you are in household life, you are thinking, okay, today what am I going to cook? Or is it carrot or beans? So you have to think in that way. So you don't have this, now that thinking either. You don't have to think because you are a monk depending on the alms food. Then you don't have to think about, am I going to cook carrot or leeks? So thinking that way, I found that it is not sufficient, not enough. I asked Sampati Mahabrahma, how do we think about this one? And then he said, think as a dead person. Dead body does not think to kill, steal, etc. Think as a dead body. And that's how you should be thinking when you are doing the contemplate of right livelihood. You understand that wrong livelihood will lead to conceit. So if you have right livelihood, conceit will go down. So when you contemplate that one, then you can see the Eightfold Path has got right livelihood. So now you see a connection from the sign of equanimity to sign of exertion, if you especially focusing on the Eightfold Path. So we have sign of exertion, paggha nimitta. Here we are giving up original formations like killing, stealing, etc. Then you will have ability to give up perceptions. Remember in Sabbaso Sutta, the old Taine's discourse. So in other words, you can see, if I say this number 4 is 1, then sign of exertion is 2, then there is a connection from 1 to 2. Remember, when volitional formations removed, self, because of volitional formations, will disappear. From that we get the ability to remove self because of perceptions. That is coming from this old Taine's discourse, meditation. So we have right view. So we can thoroughly establish on sign of equanimity. So you can see then we are coming to this number 5 here. Nannuilil thinking, avyapada vitakke, thoroughly establishing on the sign of equanimity. In other words, what we are actually saying here, from the sign of equanimity, you are going to sign of exertion. From the sign of exertion, you are coming to nannuilil thinking. So then you have the right view, then you are, you know, going back to the sign of equanimity, and sign of equanimity get nourished in that way. So that is thoroughly establishing on the sign of equanimity. So now you see the connection. Now, if the conceit is gone, then self will disappear. This is the meditation. What you need to do, you contemplate heavily on the sign of equanimity. Think like a dead person, not thinking about killing or stealing, anything like that. And when you do this meditation, you feel your middle of your forehead and you get this immeasurable state of appreciative joy. So that is what is written over here. You will reach immeasurable state of appreciative joy. 14.4, this is the contemplation of right livelihood. And so you feel your forehead, middle part. And then if you contemplate the sign of exertion more, then you reach the liberation due to plane of nothing. So that is like you are moving from your forehead to the right side of forehead, and you know the where you have the faculty of wisdom, and you feel that part, it's so sort of open. Now from the immeasurable state of appreciative joy, mudita apramana, if you contemplate sign of quiet, then you would reach space is infinite. It's like a switch, you know, you are moving from the middle of your forehead to the right side, and then you have the plane of nothing, liberation due to plane of nothing, and then from the middle you are thinking about sign of quiet, you see space is infinite. And this is because greed, hate, delusion are subtle, and you need to get rid of envy, isha. Having right knowledge through Eightfold Path, getting rid of taint of ignorance, not letting taint of sensual desire to arise, we remove the idea of attainment of jhana, sensual thinking for living in that plane. Now we mentioned these three things here. Now if these three qualities, that is effort for not having form contact, the sign of quiet, you can see effort for not having wrong livelihood and hence not having conceit, and the declining the idea of self, and then with the sign of exertion you can see establishing one four noble truths and hence give up volitional formation. If these three qualities, so we mentioned three qualities, if these three qualities blend together, then we get I shall come to know finally as it not finally known. So if we add dala parapum, that is firm in exertion, then we get liberation due to appreciative joy. What is this dala parapum in Pali? That is firm in exertion. Let us say a king having won a war, he would not like to lose it. His woe was to getting rid of craving. So having got rid of craving, you don't like to have the craving again. If you add that one, then to those three qualities we mentioned, then we get the liberation due to appreciative joy. In other words, this green line, so you can see the green line, the sign of exertion, nannuilil thinking, I shall come to know finally as yet not finally known. In other words, this green line, we are not rotating clockwise. You see, this one is already rotated to a certain extent. Remember, when you were talking about this previous meditation, that equanimity one, you could see the sign like from, you know, sign of quiet, bit above that one to right bottom corner. Now it's like that that particular line is a bit rotated clockwise. You are saying, I'm not going to rotate any further. So this is something like, let us say two people are coming from a village, and then they are fed up with the village. They are saying, we don't want this village anymore. And then when they are leaving, and another person is coming from some other place, and then he is asking, aren't there gems? So one person is actually going a little bit back to the village, and then he's turning. No, I'm not going there. The first person, the equanimity person, is saying, no, I'm not going at all. So you can see this, when you come to this mudita, the state of immeasurable state of appreciative joy, we have gone a little bit. So if I go a little further, then I have to use the sign of quiet. I don't want the form. I have to correct myself. So this is the meditation. The meditation is, you think about the sign of equanimity. And over there, you contemplate this right livelihood. Think like a dead body. It's really good meditation. So then if you do that one, then we have shown the connection, the sign of equanimity, sign of exertion. So if you contemplate more on sign of exertion, then you get the liberation due to plane of nothing. And if you contemplate sign of quiet, you are back into immeasurable state of appreciative joy, mudita pramana. And then if you contemplate more on the sign of quiet, then you can see that black space, that is the space is infinite. So we have shown that from the sign of equanimity to sign of exertion, from the sign of exertion, we have come to non-dual thinking.